Avodah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Bavli, Daf Nun Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei, Amud Beis, 13 lines up from the foot of the page, with the words, V'chachomim Oimim. V'chachomim Oimim, Eshu Nira Imoi, Osav Eshena Nira Imoi, Mutar. The Mishnah said earlier that the Chachomim said that whatever can be seen with the Makuros is prohibited, whatever cannot be seen with it is permitted. Eshu Nira Imoi Gufo, and then we skip now the next roughly 10 words. It should say like this. The Chacham reason that whatever can be seen with it is considered to be part of it. The question is, whatever can be seen with it is prohibited. Doesn't this disprove Rish Lakish, who said earlier that one may gain benefit from a broken idol? So why are stones that have been thrown at the Makulis and fallen down prohibited? And the Gemara answers, "Lekein savranan meima im ba'asir lachzirim lekalian divya kol asa." Should say the answer is we say there that if it's known that the idol will be rebuilt, all agree it's prohibited. But if he peliga al Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan ama avodizosh nishtabra asura, then the question is, doesn't this disprove Rabbi Yochanan there who said that one may not gain benefit from a broken idol? And the Chachamim say here that whatever cannot be seen with it is permitted. The answer is even Rabbi Yochanan agreed and reasons that if the idol will not be rebuilt, it's permitted. The question is, in the name of Rabbi Yudan, the father of Netanya, if they place them in their correct places, it's considered as if it will be rebuilt, and they're prohibited. This should also apply to the stones here that can be seen with the Makulis. And the Gemara answers, the Elu b'Makayman. The Gemara says, are they actually in their correct place? They can't be seen with the Makulis, means they're not in their correct place. Rabba says that sometimes Rav said that broken pieces of an idol cannot be annulled, as they still worship them, and sometimes Rav said that items that serve an idol that broke cannot be annulled. If you say that items that serve cannot be annulled, certainly an idol itself cannot. And if you say that an idol cannot be annulled, but items that serve can be annulled. Rav Shmuel and Rav Abba, quoting Rav, said that stones that were thrown at the Makulis are considered a gift to an idol and can never be annulled. Shem Rav Yochanan v'amar yofel limdeinu Rebbe shekan mishtachvel avodazora shel acholim ein lahem bittul la'ilam. Rav Yochanan heard this teaching of Rav and he praised it because he said it's similar to one present who presents food before an idol that it can never be annulled. Ketzad hu mevatla, how does one annul the stones of a Makulis? Rebchia ba'ada amar b'roik. Rebchia ba'ada answered by spitting on them. Ve'atani Rebchia avni Makulis shenispazu ein lahem bittul. The question is, Rebchia's b'raisa taught that if stones of a Makulis were scattered, they can never be annulled. Amar Rebpinchas kan b'nizrok ha'isla v'kam b'she'eino nizrok ha'isla. Rebpinchas gave an answer, if they were thrown at the idol, they may be annulled. If they were actually pieces of the idol that fell off, they may not be annulled. Kada, Reb Shimon, Berebi, Havalei Makulis, Goy Chakla, Asa Gabe, Burganwa, Amalei, Begain, Deshamith, Da'achuna, Baid, Me'ava, Hocha, Lamacha, Ela Bechayecha, Da'at, Maris, Elaine, Kifaya, Mindri, Moin, Azal, Bo, Misvinun, Amalei, Didi, Inun, Shama, Reb Chia, Rabba, Ma, Uma, Ve'is, Li'imei, Ba. It's like the case of Shimon, the son of Rebbe, who had a Makulis idol in his forest that was made by Goyim for themselves. One of his forest workers came, and Shimon said to him, "Since I've heard that the city mayor wants to pass through the forest tomorrow, I ask of you to remove the Makulis cover from there." After he did so and disassembled the Makulis, the worker wanted to take the stones. Reb Shimon said they were now his, since the Gentile had annulled them. And when Reb Chia the Great heard of Reb Shimon's plan, he praised him, saying, "Does his mother have a son as great as this?" And the Gemara asks, "Volei Reb Chia, Rabba Tanisa." The question is, why did Reb Chia praise him when Reb Chia had already taught that actual Makulis stones can be annulled? Ela min deshama minei chazak v'kava. The answer is when he praised Reb Shimon for taking the teaching and establishing it as halacha. And we come to the next Mishnah. Matzav Roishoy Ma'os Ksus Oikelim Hari Eilim Utarim Pachila Novim Atois Shel Shibalim V'Yenois Shemanim V'Saltois V'Chol Dava Shekiyotzeboy Kara V'Algabi Mizbeach Asa. If you found on top of a Makulis money, a garment, or utensils, they're permitted. If you found clusters of grapes, wreaths of stalks, wines, oils, or fine flour, anything else that's brought on the altar, then it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yonasan, lo sof dava atoris shibolim, el afila atoris shel vered." Rabbi Yonasan says, not only are wreaths of stalks prohibited, but even wreaths of roses. Am b'yosi leisayf davar makulis beroishen mois elafila avoda zora sheila kan kalin matzah b'seich ksus akelim harei elu matarim. B'yosi says not only is a makulis with money on top permitted, but an idol without a curtain spread out in front of it is permitted. If you found within the curtain a garment or utensils, they are permitted. And the next Mishnah says avoda zora sheishba gina. If an idol has a garden or bathhouse, one may only use them without payment, so they doesn't give money to the priests. If they belong to the idol but also to others, one may use them even with payment. And the Gemara says, when the Mishnah doesn't allow using the garden or bathhouse for payment, it's referring to the payment that benefits and supports the priests. Chalilim shavod ezor asa le soichem, I should say. Im hayu maalim schachar le medina, af apisha oisim bahen, soich lavod ezor, muta le moichem, chana shalavod ezor, asa le soichra, im hayu maale schachar le medina, af apisha oisim bahen, soich lavod ezor, muta le soichem. One may not rent flutes of idolatry when the proceeds go to supporting the priests, but if the payment goes to the government, it's permitted, even if the government gives a portion of the income to the priests. One may not rent a store of idolatry when the proceeds go to the supporting the priests, but if the payment goes to the government, it's permitted, even if the government gives a portion of the money of the income to the priests. Hagoyva l'shem avodah zara asur liten loy imaya male sechal medina af apishu goyva l'shem avodah zara muta liten loy. If a collector is collecting taxes to support the priests, one may not give him money, but if the payment goes to the government, it's permitted, even if the government gives a portion of the income to the priests. And our Mishnah actually supports this, that if a garden or bathhouse belongs to the idol but also to others, one may use them even without payment. And the Mishnah says, avodah zara shenochri asur miyad v'shayiso misha te'aved. An idol of an idolater becomes prohibited immediately, but an idol of a Jew only becomes prohibited when it's actually worshipped. An idolater can annul his idol and the idol of a Jew, but a Jew cannot annul the idol of an idolater. A mevatel avodah zara, bitter meshamsher mevutalin v'hi asur. If one annulled an idol, he thereby also annuls his accessories. But if he only annulled his accessories, the idol itself remains prohibited. And the Gemara says, v'shtim begin lokish amal, v'oman cho'isa limkor lashuk, hi masnisa, shekerin cho'gomra dava borish yishtachavela. The Rishimun Lokish says that when the Mishnah taught that an idolater's idol becomes prohibited immediately, it's referring to when a craftsman built it for sale, as he bows down to it immediately in the hope that this will cause the idol to bring about its sale. But if made by a private person, it's only prohibited when he actually worships it. Rabbi Yossi asked the question, if it's in the case of a craftsman who assumed to bow down to it immediately that the Mishnah taught that an idol of an idolater becomes prohibited immediately as soon as it's made, but an idol of a Jew only becomes prohibited when it's actually worshipped. If so, there's actually no actual difference between an idolater and a Jew, as they both only become prohibited when they are actually worshipped. And this question is not answered by the Gemara.